That was your...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Probably heard in its latest decision, the ECB decided to cut the rate by 0.25%. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it could have implications for people who are in possession of a variable mortgage or indeed are looking for one. I'm joined now by Martina Hennessy, who's MD of Doddle.ie. Martina, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So 0.25% doesn't sound like a lot, but it will have implications. Who responded to it, though?
So the ECB dropping the rate will immediately impact tracker mortgage holders. But outside of that, where the vast majority of mortgage holders in Ireland don't have tracker rates. So the first to respond to it was ICS Mortgages, reducing their variable rate by 0.25%. And I would very much expect to see over this week, maybe next week as well, you know, other lenders, the main pillar banks and other lenders in the market responding, both on their variable rates, but also tweaking some of their fixed rates. So I don't expect that there'll be necessarily a mass reduction rates across the board, but you always see lenders vying to remain competitive. Yeah.
Now, how much competition is there really between them in terms of variable rates, for example?
So variable rates haven't reduced that much relative to where the ECB has come down. So the ECB was 4.5, now it's down to 3.4. So variable rates haven't cut that much. The best variable rate in the market is a 3.75% rate. So actually fixed rates are still lower than variable rates and they still dominate all new mortgage lending. 68% of that now is still fixed rates. It used to be much higher, most, you know, over 90% of the market fixed into 2022 when rates were lower. But now there's an expectation that there could be some downward movement on rates. A lot of people are maybe hanging on fixed, on variable rates who currently have mortgages and they're waiting to see what might happen. But certainly there's some very, very strong fixed rates out there right now, but a huge disparity across the market, Pat. There's rates starting from 3.2, but rates go right up to 6.65%.
Why would anyone take a rate like that if they can get a 3.2?
Yeah, it mainly it's roll-off rates, Pat. So you'll have people who will have taken mortgages and the roll-off option for them now is a 6.65% rate, making it so important that people look at their mortgage rates. The Banking and Payments Federation came out last week with research to state that only 28% of mortgage holders research rates. And so there's only over 10%.
So the end of fixed and it just automatically rolls into a 6% or plus it's, rate. But surely your repayments would jump so dramatically that you'd be bound to notice.
Yeah, oh my, absolutely, Pat. So a lot of those people would have locked in when rates were in the twos, right? 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and rolling out onto those rates. But a lot of people just seem to think that, you know, they have to take it, that that's the rate and there's no difference in the market, where that's a massive misconception because there's a huge difference on the market. And since May, in anticipation of the ECB rate cut in June, a lot of the lenders reduced their rates by up to an over 1%. So there's fantastic value for those who have green rates. There's great value for those with lower loan to values. And we all know that property price inflation, CSO came out last week with property price inflation year on year to end July up to 9.6%. So those who have a mortgage, they're in a really positive position where if you bought last year, you've 10% equity in your home. And loan to value means the mortgage divided by the value of your home. If you can get to the 80% loan to value bracket, which anybody who would have bought now over 12 months ago should be at that level, that means that you can get the lower rates bracket, so the less than 80% bracket, which in a lot of cases means a 0.5% or more difference on the interest rate.
Which, depending on the sum, obviously could be a huge monthly difference in repayments. Is there a difference between the lenders in terms of the speed with which they approve or indeed their willingness to approve versus the high rate they might charge?
Yes, sir. All lenders are obliged under the Consumer Protection Code to respond to a mortgage application within 10 working days. Now, that response might be, I have everything I need. It might be a decision or it might be, I need more information. But certainly for new applications, the response times right now are quite strong. There's 10 lenders in the market. So there's more competition than we have had over the last, say, 5 years with the exit of KBC and Ulster Bank. So there is more competition. And lenders are speeding up in terms of their response rate, particularly on switching, actually. So the reduction in documentation that's required for switching means that it's easier and quicker for the lenders to approve. And obviously, if you have a mortgage, that's showing that you can afford to repay it.
Where are the penalties for switching?
Well, really, there isn't. If you have a fixed rate, you need to make sure that there's no break penalty to exit the fixed rate that you're on. But as for now, right, the reduced document journeys make it easier to switch. There's also...
But in terms of, say, if you go from bank A to bank B, Will they have a charge to end the mortgage, as it were?
Not if you're on variable rate, Pat, because most people rolling off the fixed rates will automatically roll on variable and decide what rate they're going to choose. So you've no exit penalty to move from a lender when you're on a variable rate.
But you can't, if you're moving from a fixed, you have to get out of the fixed, onto the variable, and then shift. So you might have 1 month of high repayments while you're
You might do that, but actually a lot of people who would have locked in maybe 3 years ago were on low rates and the funding cost for the bank at that time was low. So you only have a penalty if there's a break funding fee, if there's an incremental cost for the lender for you to switch.
Okay, so if you were looking for a loan today, how would you do it?
So you need to get market-based advice. Again, that BPFI research saying that most people don't do that means that if you're going to one lender, you're missing out on what 90% of the market has to offer, and the chances are stacked against you then that you'll get the best rate. So you need to do your research or get market-based advice from a broker who works with the market. So then you can understand what each lender will offer you in terms of mortgage level, because not all lenders offer the same mortgage amount. They're all bound by macroprudential lending rules, but they all have different criteria. And then it comes to rate. So you're always trying to find that happy marriage between how much you can borrow and how much it's going to cost. And the big thing is trying to lower that cost as much as you can.
Question here, are there any options for people with poor credit for getting a mortgage?
So a lender will always look at a credit record. So the CCR is the Central Credit Register. You can run your own credit report. If you know you have poor credit, you need to raise that with a financial advisor and to understand what your options are. Some lenders will look at mortgage lending if there's a clear path or a clear water between when that credit issue arose and the current date of 2 years. So they need to get line of sight of what has happened. Why did you have poor credit and whether it's likely or there's a high instance of recurring again.
Last year we fixed at 4.5% for 5 years. How do we get out of it to take advantage of falling rates?
You'll have to check, first of all, if there'd be a break penalty to actually break out of that fixed rate. So funding costs for the lenders have dropped, which could mean you've a penalty. So you call your lender, you find out what that break penalty would be.
What kind of level are we talking about?
It very much depends, Pat, because it depends on the cost of the bank when you locked in versus now, your mortgage amount and the term remaining on the fixed, in that case 4 years. But it's certainly worth checking out. And then you look and say, what rate's available? Can I save over the next 4 years based on the differential on rate? And also, many of the lenders have cash back offers. So they pay up to 2% of your mortgage balance to switch. So that could absorb that break penalty to some degree and mean it's cost neutral for you to switch.
It does seem like you need kind of advice. You need some sort of guide to get you through all of this. You mentioned so many lenders in the market. People will think of, you know, maybe EBS, AIB, Bank of Ireland. But you said there were how many? 18?
Over 10 in the market at the
moment.
10
in the market. Yeah. So who are the others?
We had two new lenders this year, Nua Money and MoCo. So both of those lenders are non-bank lenders. They've come to the market because they can see the value of the less competition in the Irish market. They want to bring some to it. So they're new lenders. They're offering new ways, new products, actually. You know, some of the fantastic products in terms of equity release out of a home or to do home improvements, that type of thing. But also they're coming in to try and vie for more of the market. We know there's a monopoly with the three largest lenders in the market. Avant Money came in 2021, have been a fantastic lender to shake up the market in terms of offering lower rates for lower loan to values. So there's plenty of competition in the market. There is your pillar banks. There's also Avant Money again, Nua, MoCo, Finance Ireland, ICS. So there are some strong lenders in the market. And again, so worthwhile checking the market to see if you can save when you're taking out your mortgage. Don't just go to the first lender that offers you a mortgage. All banks want to lend. They all make money by lending. So you have to find the best rate for you.
This one here. What about a person who has a mortgage and is looking to move lots of equity but not saving? I'm not sure I understand that.
I suppose if they have equity in their home but they're not saving right now. So if they're looking, so if you have a home worth 500,000 and you have a mortgage of 200,000, you'd have 300,000 equity. Yeah. So if you're looking to switch mortgage, that's fine. If you're switching a like for like mortgage, then the bank will say, well, you're paying that 200,000. So it's
in other words, you don't have, if you've got equity in your home, you don't have to have that cash deposit when you're going to a lender.
A new lender, if you're switching a like-for-like mortgage, absolutely not, because all you're doing is moving your mortgage from one lender to another to save on interest.
Okay, that's very interesting. Now, you can get the advice you need from you, obviously, Martine at doddle.ie, and there are others out there as well who will offer advice, but it's doddle, D-O-D-D-L. .ie.
That's it, Pat.
No E. Martina, thank you very much for joining us. Martina Hennessy, the MD of doddle.ie.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.